CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Friday midnight deadline to avert a government shutdown is looming larger after the House voted down a spending plan backed by President-elect Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and House Speaker Mike Johnson. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called the plan laughable.
The Musk-Johnson proposal is not serious.
CBS's Scott McFarland says the House rejected some of the president-elect's top goals.
Donald Trump wanted two big changes, among other things, from the previously crafted compromise to avert a government shutdown. He wanted the debt ceiling raised so it's not a problem for him in the first months of his presidency, and he wants some of the Democratic priorities cut out of the bill. The new proposal, much slimmer, includes those two things. It raises the debt ceiling through 2027, and it cuts a lot of Democratic programs.
The BBC's Neil Nunez is following a situation in Japan.
Japanese officials have entered a U.S. military base near Tokyo to carry out an inspection in response to a chemical leak. The Americans had notified the authorities that water containing potentially carcinogenic chemicals could have spilled from the Yokota Air Base.
The forever chemicals leaked during a firefighting drill. U.S. diplomats have arrived in Damascus to meet with the rebel group that ousted the Assad regime this month. The BBC's Tom Bateman says the group wants to be removed from the U.S.'s terror list.
Washington is effectively laying down a set of conditions before it would consider delisting the group, a critical step which could help ease the path towards sanctions relief that Damascus desperately needs.
The diplomats are also asking for help in finding Austin Tice, the American journalist who was kidnapped during Syria's civil war 12 years ago. It's not clear who took him, where they held him, or if he's still alive. Getting around Minnesota is tough after a foot of snow and ice fell. Andrew Werenbach is digging out with help from his neighbors in Rochester.
One thing since I lived here is the neighbors have always contributed to one another, and if someone needed a hand, they were there to help out.
The deep freeze in the upper Midwest will spread to much of the country this weekend. Luigi Mangione is facing new federal charges for the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports Mangione has been extradited to New York.
Luigi Mangione arrived in New York surrounded by dozens of officers from multiple law enforcement agencies, some heavily armed, and the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams.
This act of terrorism and the violence that stems from it is something that would not be tolerated in the city.
The federal charges carry a potential death sentence. Mangione is being held at a federal jail in Brooklyn. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
Three and two and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Coming soon, it's Holiday Wars.
Honey, do your parents have to stay here?
A family at a breaking point.
That's my food!
Battle lines were drawn.
But you love Aunt Marnie.
Suddenly, Prime Video appeared. Enter new holiday hits like Red One and Candy Cane Lane on Prime. Movies like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street to rent or buy. The chaos silenced.
That was fun. Can your parents leave now?
Come together at the holidays with Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Former Chicago Cubs slugger Sammy Sosa appears to have apologized for using performance-enhancing drugs during his career. WBBM Radio's Rick Gregg explains.
The statement from Sosa says, quote, "There were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries in an effort to keep my strength up to perform over 162 games. I never broke any laws, but in hindsight, I made mistakes, and I apologize," end quote. Sosa has been effectively estranged from the Cubs since his playing days, but says he, quote, "can't wait to see Cubs fans again." And this apology might make that happen. Cubs chairman Tom Ricketts says ownership appreciates the statement and plans to invite Sosa to next month's Cubs convention.
Chalk up a loss for the NFL's Washington Commanders. Lawmakers working on a spending bill to avert a government shutdown took out a provision that would have given the old RFK Stadium site to the District of Columbia so the team could move there. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory remains in effect. New snow accumulation overnight, 1 to 3 inches. Little rain mixed in with it as well. Northeast winds developing, lows in the lower 30s. Rain and snow mix Friday, then mostly cloudy, mid-30s. It's 33 at our studios.
A lot longer if you live without me. From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
you how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
And the crews that serve him are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball, stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
the things that we've been through. You should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Make a dream of me and I. She's got a ticket to ride.
News and timeless favorites. WRJN.
News and Timeless Hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with Timeless Hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More Timeless Hits coming right up.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
the snow flies. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns, so he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born.